97 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The two people shot and killed outside the Capitol Jewish Museum last night were about to become engaged, according to the Israeli ambassador. Both Yaron Lashinsky and Sarah Milgram worked for the Israeli embassy. The alleged gunman from Chicago had shouted support for Palestine as he was put under arrest. After an early morning debate, the House passed President Trump's budget bill by a one-vote margin this morning. ABC's Rachel Scott has details.
The One Big Beautiful Bill Act extends Trump's 2017 tax cuts, lifts federal income tax on tips and overtime, sets aside nearly $50 billion to resume construction of the border wall. It also slashes federal spending by more than $1.5 trillion, but the cuts to Medicaid could leave more than 8 million Americans without health insurance over the next decade.
The rush to summer is on. Records expected to be broken at the nation's airports, and AAA says it expects 39 million travelers to hit the road this Memorial Day weekend. This is ABC News.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. A 10-year-old died in Richland County UTV crash Saturday in the township of Dayton. An investigation by the Department of Natural Resources determined the boy and a passenger were riding on private property when the driver took a quick turn, causing the small UTV to tip over on the driver's side. Blue Cross Blue Shield and UW Health have a new multi-year contract that ensures that members of Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield in Wisconsin will continue to have uninterrupted access to care at UW Health locations. The contract applies to all Anthem members covered by employer-based health plans in Wisconsin. And the Wisconsin Supreme Court won't hear another appeal from Stephen Avery, who is serving a life sentence for the 2005 murder of Teresa Halbach in Manitowoc County. Avery has submitted numerous appeals throughout his time in prison. The Supreme Court's denial is just one sentence long and unsigned. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with some gradual clearing by later this afternoon. Our high right around 60 today. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop down into the upper 30s to near 40. Tomorrow, sunshine returns with a high in the low to mid-60s. It is sweet and savory with just a hint of smoke. Since 1976, Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce has been stealing the show. Get some today, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
know we can't please everyone. I mean, we're not tacos. 99.7 Max FM.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more. Beyond this illusion, I was soaring ever higher, but I flew too high. Though my eyes could see, I still was a blind man. Though my mind could think, I still was a madman. I hear the voices when I'm dreaming. I can hear them say,
carry on, Hollywood, son.
On a stormy sea of moving emotions.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Nemley. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Emily, we have some exciting news about the Civic Media app this morning.
Oh, do we, Dave? Tell us, tell us.
Yes.
We're on the edge of our seats.
I am on the edge of my seat because this is something that's very cool that's been implemented in the latest update to the Civic Media app. In addition to having new radio stations in there, if you download the Civic Media app, and you should already have it on your mobile device, so if you don't, make sure you install it. You want to open up the Civic Media app and then look for Max Mouse and tap on 99.7 Max FM. When you get into that app, you will see Max Mouse there. You'll see our logo. Right in the middle, you will see the option for voice note. This is a cool feature. If you hit that button, you can start recording a voice note to us, and we will get it right here in studio, and we can listen, play it back. You know, and we may even play some of these on air at some point as well. So, you know, we've been doing a little bit of testing with it, and we've got a few in this morning. So for all of our staff here that's going, where are all these messages? Well, that's one of our coworkers doing a little bit of testing. So I may try to put some snippets together of those and play it on air. We'll see what happens. But we're definitely.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Like, we could turn it into a show opener, right? You can have people's responses to one of our zany questions and then put it in snippets together as a show opener of, remember yesterday's question? Well, this is what you all think. Boom. And then there's that's awesome. That is so cool. I did not know this was happening. So
yes.
I'm very excited about that because shockingly, a lot of the people that I know like to talk. So if you guys like to talk and do a snippet of your voice, we can play it on air live or like a minute after you say it or maybe the next day. But like legit, it'll be your voice on the radio with us. So good Lord, nobody wants to keep hearing us all the time. We'd rather hear you guys.
Send
us your voice notes.
See, again, open up the Civic Media app, tap on Max Mouse for 99.7 Max FM, tap the voice note button, and you can send us a voice memo. We're excited about this new update to our app. And, you know, like I said, we've been testing it, and it's working well, so we're ready to let people know about it. So try it out. We're waiting to see who the first person is that's going to use this. So we'll be looking forward to this. Just as a reminder, if you do use this feature, we may use this on air as well. So we are looking forward to this, and thank you to all of our engineering staff that has been working so diligently on this, and our web team, and all of our tech team. This is such a new an exciting feature. I'm stoked about it. I cannot wait to use this. And like I said, we've got three tests in already. So I am probably going to mess with it a little bit here and do a little montage at some point. So yeah, I'm excited.
Can I ask a question for everyone to know? One, is this available across like all the stations or is this just special for us? The answer is right.
It's for all of the stations that are in the Civic Media app. So it's not just us. So if you listen to some of our other sister stations, you can also do the same thing with them. And then they will get that voice memo as well, which, that's giving me some
Yay,
ideas.
Civic Media, way to go. Just moving on up with all the ways to interact with our audience. We so love that. That's what's great about live radio, right? Like
it is.
You don't get a chance to do that kind of stuff otherwise. Second question, if someone does not want their snippet to be played on the air, can they indicate that in their snippet? Or is it like if you record, then you're on possibly, you know, kind of thing? What if they're just like professing their love for Dave and Emily and don't want everyone to know?
Well, somebody already has done that this morning. So.
Oh, thank you, whoever did that.
Well, it's one of our coworkers, so.
That's okay. That's a fan.
So
everyone's a fan.
Yeah, well, it's a fan, all right. If you want to listen to him, Emily, you definitely can because it is pretty cool. And so, if you don't want us to, obviously, let us know that as well. But
great.
Just as a reminder that if you do send those in, those are on our systems. Obviously, they're recorded. So please keep it appropriate as well. So
that was my third question, but I thought that went without saying. But you know what? Those are just some of those, like, gotta say it.
Yeah, we do.
Keep it clean, folks.
Yes, because we're clean, wholesome people, right?
We have a clean, wholesome radio show.
Yes, it's a family-friendly radio show. So that is the other part of this. So we do want to, you know, be kind. All of those things that go along, all those things that Emily and I talk about on a very regular basis, same thing applies to this. But again, Open up the Civic Media app, look for Max Miles, tap on 99.7 Max FM, tap the voice memo, and you can record a voice memo. We'll get it in studio. And so we're excited about this new technology. This is something that's been in development for a while. It's definitely a first, and we have a great team of people here. That is the neat part of the stuff that happens within Civic Media. We have some very smart people that work here, and it's just so cool to be part of that, right, Emily?
Yeah, it is. And this is just so fun. I love it. Like, there's, you know, constant innovations happening in terms of being able to be interactive with the audience and with all the people that we're trying to reach out there. You know, we love you guys and we'd love to hear what you think about stuff. Like, if it's the, you know, if you want to respond to some of the questions we have, the content, if we're doing like a, you know, text us in, let us know what you think, like do the voice note. We want to hear your voices. That's really exciting. And we might create like something, well, by we, I mean, Dave, we'll create something fun, like a montage or like a little kaleidoscope of everyone kind of saying things together, which would be really cool. So I look forward to that. And I opened the app just now and I see the thing. He's not full of it. It's a real thing. And I think it's working. So let's do it.
It is a real thing. And it's a new way to interact with all of our listeners. And that's the part that is really exciting. And that's something that we look forward to being able to do. And so we will get those voice memos here right in studio. Pretty much right after you record it, we will have the memo. And then we may or may not decide to, you know, put it into a montage, use it for some other fun and shenanigans as well. And it's another way to communicate, because if you're like me, I don't like typing stuff out. That's the other cool part that I like about this. I do a lot of voice to text. I'll be honest with you, I don't type on my phone ever, just because it's always been a thing since I've had a smartphone for however many years. Quite honestly, I remember when my flip phone died, I was going to go buy another one. And that was right as the smartphone technology was coming out, and I had a BlackBerry, don't get me wrong, that was a whole different topic, but I went in to replace my flip phone, was going to get another flip phone, and they're like, oh, are you here for the new such and such phone? And I said, no, and then my lovely wife, what is that? And they go, well, it's the newest smartphone that just came out. We have 10 of them that are here. And Wendy goes, he will take one of those. I'm like, wait a minute, I just want another flip phone. She goes, really? You're a tech guy and you're not going to get a smartphone?
Yeah, that would be embarrassing for you.
Not really, because I'm like, yeah, this won't catch on, blah, blah, you know, and holy man, it was so cool having all that tech right at my fingertips. And so, yeah, this is so exciting because you don't have to type anything. You can just hit the voice memo, record it. We get it. And away we go. And so it's pretty cool on our end.
Well, I have a fun challenge for you guys out there who want to try this. And just know that just because you do it doesn't mean we'll automatically play it. But if you want to have some fun, I'm sure everybody out there saw the movie Good Morning Vietnam. And our sweet Robin Williams, who is no longer with us, who we all miss very much, had the greatest intro to his announcement that he would do in the morning, right? And I'm not even going to try to do it because I can't. He's just too good. But you could do like a fun something like that. You could do like a good morning. Like, how would you introduce the morning show? Like, give us your example of your best voices. If you want to try to do the good morning, if you want to do that, if you want to do something like wild, morning! Play some music in the background, have some fun with it. And we'll, you know, we can play it then. And that could be the intro to the show in the morning. So, I mean, be creative, have some fun, show us what you can do. We'd really appreciate hearing it. That would be a lot of fun.
It would be. Or if you want to send that birthday wish, you know, we might be able to play that. That's the other cool part with this. So, again, we are still working on a few things on this and get it to air and so forth. So, again, as a reminder, everything is recorded. And so we don't want anyone getting into trouble. We want it to be used appropriately. But I'm excited about this. I like your idea because you'd be good to do the good morning Baraboo area, you know.
you got it. See, now let's see what we can do. Who's competing with Dave on this? I think you guys could do that.
So no
that's pretty good.
I have a lot of fun with it, and so I'm looking forward to this. So again, Civic Media app, make sure you download it if you haven't already. Look for 99.7 Max FM, tap on the voice memo, it'll send it right to us. And plus, you can stream us with you wherever you go. We're going to have another text to win contest coming up at the beginning of June. You're going to need the Civic Media app for that anyways. So much flexibility with this app. I'm excited about it, Emily. We wanted to tell all of our listeners about it this morning.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, as per normal, sometimes I have no idea what's going on, and then I'm given some information that I get to get excited about it in real time, just like that just happened. So use it. Have fun with it. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes, we would. And like I said, I've got a few of them already that someone's had a little bit of fun with. I may make a little bit of a montage out of this. And so, and of course, then our team is like, oh, I don't know who did that. I'm like, yeah, we know who did that. So just saying. So, and of course, one of our other coworkers is like, why are we getting these weird messages? So
we'll get it figured out. We'll get it figured out. But we do want to hear from you. This is super fun. So let's give it a shot. Give it a whirl. Anytime, guys. Anytime.
Yes. We're looking forward to it again. So download the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Miles. Tap on 99.7 Max FM. Tap on voice memo. Send us a voice memo. Who's going to be our first voice memo? That's what I'm waiting for now. I'm watching right now. I'm hoping maybe we'll get one in yet this morning. We'll see what happens. So be a first. You can just say hi, Dave and Emily. That's all you need to do with it. Test it out. Let us know how it works. Emily, you'll be back with us at 8:40, and we'll talk about calendar days.
Great. Looking forward to that.
We are as well. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Here is Aerosmith. You know, I'm going to try to do a little bit of dancing in the studio this morning. Wait, no, I'm not. That's a whole different topic. Aerosmith, Walk This Way on Max FM.
Sure to be a changing your ways. I met a cheerleader, was a real young breed. All the times I could reminisce. All the best things of loving with a sister and a cousin. Only started with a little kiss like this. Seesaw swinging with the balls in the school and your feet flying up in the air. Sing hey diddle diddle with your kitty in the middle of the swing like it didn't care. So I took a big chance at the high school. Who was ready to play? Wasn't me, she a fool, of course she knew what she was doing. Then an old love was here to stay. What she told me to
walk this way. They was looking at me. I was a high school loser, never made it with a lady. Till the boss told me something I missed. Then my next door neighbor with a daughter had a favor, so I gave her just a little kiss like this. See, start swinging with the balls in the school and your feet flying up in the air. Sing hey diddy diddy with your kitty in the middle. I'll swing like I didn't care. So I took a big chance at the high school. Missing who was ready to play. Wasn't me, she was fooling, cause she knew what she was doing when she told me.
Oldies and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Nemley. Now, there have been a lot of ridiculous shoe trends. Crocs, croc boots, croc sandals, platform crocs, high heel crocs. But crocs are very comfortable, so you know what? I'm not going to diss them. Now, there's a new trend where people are wearing soccer cleats when not playing soccer in everyday life. So people have them on, apparently, just to run errands. It's become a viral sensation with hashtag BootsOnlySummer, and it's apparently turned them into a fashion statement. Is it practical? No, absolutely not at all. Wearing studded boots on asphalt, concrete, or tile floors can be slippery, uncomfortable, not to mention the click-clacking sounds, and dangerous. Hard surfaces also cause the spikes to wear down faster. That doesn't really matter, though. Apparently, it is a vibe. Am I trying it? No way would I do that. I've got golf shoes, and I don't like even wearing those, except on the golf course. It feels weird going into the parking lot with them on. Why would I wear cleats out and about? And plus, on a tile floor, I think I would fall on my keister. It wouldn't end well. So what would really be the point of that, except maybe hurting my behind, which... not a good idea. So yeah, that was just an interesting trend that popped up this morning, along with using your toilet tank as a place to put flowers. And yeah, some weird stuff going on TikTok today, apparently. So I'm going to get off TikTok. We're going to have a look at sports and weather this morning. Morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together on this beautiful day. Right here in downtown Baraboo, we look out the studio. I can tell you it is partly sunny. We'll have a full look at that weather forecast next.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
There were many school referendums this spring, and in over half of these, Wisconsinites voted to increase their property taxes in order to fund their public school. Other communities decided that they should not have to do that, and they're not wrong to think that. We have paid taxes that should be used to support our public schools, but those funds are not getting to our schools, and we should be asking why. Two-thirds of school funding used to be from the state, but that is no longer true because our legislature has chosen large tax cuts for the rich instead of investing in our public schools. We need to tell our representatives that the future of our children should not be sacrificed to give tax cuts to the ultra-rich. Google the Wisconsin State Legislature for contact information. And let your representatives hear from you. Tell them we value our children, and we expect them to uphold these values. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
The tush push stays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Eagles' power play, the tush push, will not be banned. The vote was 22-10, two votes shy of the 24 required to ban the play. The meeting got tense. Eagles owner Jeff Lurie yelling at times in defense of the play. Former center Jason Kelsey spoke as well, and a report says it was not the Packers' idea to ban the tush push. Instead, the league had asked Green Bay to introduce the measure. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur, interviewed on the FanDuel Network, asked, can Jair Alexander still be a Pro Bowl defensive back?
Yeah, Ja's a great player. Unfortunately, he's been kind of snake bit the last couple of years, and he's missed a lot of time. And so it's hard to play up to your potential when you're not on the grass. I would say, yeah, I think that's just something that we're working through. And, you know, hopefully we'll have some resolution sooner than later.
Baseball, the Brewers and Pirates scheduled for tonight, but showers in the forecast for Pittsburgh. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with some gradual clearing by later this afternoon. Our high right around 60 today. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop down into the upper 30s to near 40. Tomorrow, sunshine returns with a high in the low to mid 60s. It is sweet and savory with just a hint of smoke. Since 1976, Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce has been stealing the show. Get some today, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
Reedsburg's hometown station, 99.7 Max FM.
and give me a moment. Your moves are so raw. I've got to let you know. I've got to let you know. So slide over here and give me a moment. I've got to let you know. I've got to let you know. You wanna mic?
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. It is 8:40 on May 22nd, and we're going to take a look at calendar days. And I found one that I believe Emily is probably going to celebrate today. It is Chardonnay Day. Celebrate Chardonnay crafted from the beautiful vineyards of Pinot Noir and Cullis Blanc. And I can see Emily celebrating that today.
Dave, yeah. You also like Chardonnay, I believe. So, but that picture is beautiful. There's a big old wedge of cheese, ooh, like fancy artisan cheese, and some nice green grapes. Just was having grapes and cheese. Honestly, I really just was. I wasn't having that kind of fancy cheese, but I was not having Chardonnay. Dave, it's 8 o'clock in the morning. It's 8:40.
Well,
whatever.
It's noon somewhere.
For you, I realize it's happy hour already.
You're right.
You know, you're up at like 2 o'clock in the morning. So
not when quite the rest that of the early, but
vampires are going to sleep, Dave is getting up. So, you know.
Yeah.
Here's one that I like, though. National Solitaire Day. I love myself some solitaire. My grandma taught me when I was really little because I always wanted to play games and cards, and people, you know, had, what, 20 minutes that they'd give me, and then I was still in for like hours. So they taught me to play solitaire, and I passed many hours with that game. Still do. You can play that with other people, in that you can play double solitaire. You sit across from each other and you all share all your aces, and then it becomes a competition of who can fill the aces and get rid of their cards the fastest. So it's not always solitary, but it's a great game. Let's see. National Vanilla Pudding Day. Vanilla pudding. That's a good one. We do like ourselves some pudding. At least I do. I'm a fan. It depends, though. Some pudding's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know that I like the things that are like pre-made in the little cups with the plastic rip-off tops. Those are kind of weird.
No. Tapioca pudding in one of those snack packs. So delicious. I love those.
You like that? I'm okay with it, but like when you have like mousse, like from a restaurant, it's hard to go back to pudding. You know what I mean? Like it's different. So
it's not
mousse. Mousse is where it's at.
Oh no, mousse is but this is Vanilla Pudding Day today, so we're gonna celebrate that. I'm sure there is Mousse Day another day, but you know we'll find out. You know, I found another one. Everyone's gonna be thinking what's on Dave's mind today. It is National Craft Distillery Day. Relax and enjoy your favorite small batch distilled spirits on National Craft Distillery Day. Cheers, everyone, and we have some distilleries in this area. And that's why I was mentioning it, not because I am thirsty for a cocktail. But it's also World Paloma Day, the perfect opportunity for you to get your hands on this delicious cocktail. And let me tell you, they have it in a short glass. It looks like there's grapefruit in there, a lime. There's mint on the top, and there's something around the rim of the glass. That looks absolutely delicious. And you know what? If that were a mocktail, that would be absolutely perfect at 8:43 on a Thursday morning.
Because it's just filled with fruit.
I mean,
it's fruit and some sparkly stuff. I think that's a great mocktail. You know, like you can have that right now, and then you can have that and just kind of bring yourself around until later when you can have a cocktail.
Right, exactly. I mean, I'm going to wait until the appropriate time today to have a cocktail, and it's not 8:44 in the morning either. 8:45.
Yeah, but we got to be... We got to be thoughtful about that.
We do. And that's, you know, but it's never too early to enjoy some fruit this early in the morning. So, you know, I saw the fruit in this one, the fruit with the wine. I saw the cheese. And I'm like, you know, of course, and we're already getting hungry now that we talk about it as well.
You know what I appreciate? There's something up here. It's basically celebrating female bosses. Now, they call it Boss Babe. I don't know about that. I don't think that babe is the right word to use.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Boss B. It can be taken however y'all want, because that is one that I'm more of a fan of. So
right.
I didn't say anything bad.
No.
You can just whatever you want to put there. It's fine.
I thought it was funny because I saw that one too, and I'm like, wait, I don't like how they worded that. You know, I didn't appreciate the word.
Forwards.
That's exactly what I thought too. I'm like, I saw it there, and I'm like, no, wait a minute, that just isn't a good way to phrase it. And so I'm like, no, I don't agree with the phrasing on it either. So I just think there could have been better ways to phrase that one today. So that's what I'm going to
win. Women in leadership. How about that?
I like that much better.
Be a boss.
Be a boss.
Be a boss. Walk like a boss. Talk like a boss.
Exactly.
You know, it's not really about bossing people around, though. It's about leadership.
Leaders.
And it is about communication and making sure everyone knows that they are appreciated and showing people what to do. And if they have questions, showing them again and finding good places for people that, you know, illuminate their skill sets and helping people work as a team. I mean, those are the things, right? Like,
right.
It's fun to strut and be a boss. Dot, dot, dot.
Right.
But that's not what it's about. No. It's certainly not about being a babe. That's pretty old school.
That is old school. And I will say this, too, as we talk, you know, we have the boss part in there as well. And it's like, you know, it's more being a leader, in my opinion. And the whole connotation with boss as well. I think leader is a better way to put it. So the whole thing with that one, just, I didn't appreciate the wording today. And so I like leader. You work together. It's a team. And that's what it's really all about. So. Yeah, see, you and I went way off topic. They didn't know what they were getting into when they did calendar days, but we're on the same page with that one. I don't appreciate it, but this one I do appreciate. It's by a musical instrument day today. This day is here to motivate you to create beautiful melodies with a brand new instrument. So go get a musical instrument. And kids, if you're out and about, we have a music store right here in downtown Baraboo. Stop by Baraboo Music. And guess what? We have a $25 certificate over at maxfmbigdeals.com. That certificate's just $15. So you can buy a musical instrument for your kids today. It's such a great opportunity for them to learn and something that they will appreciate for a lifetime. And every young kid should have a drum set, in my opinion.
Yes. I saw some fabulous drummers last night. I went to a middle school band concert that was 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, and they had jazz going on. They had some funny songs going on. They had a lot of percussion focus. It was something else. Like, and that one teacher could honestly bring together 6th, 7th, and 8th graders,
right?
Teach them music and have them perform in front of like 200 parents. It was really... This woman, the teacher, I just, hands down, you know, teaching is a calling, and this woman she's got it down. I'm just saying, I'm just really impressed by her. She's super cool. She's pretty, she runs a tight ship, so, of course, one of my kids doesn't care for, you know, people telling her what to do. Shocking.
Oh, really?
So,
which one's
they,
that?
They butt head sometimes, but my daughter does appreciate her very much, so.
Where did she get that
really
from?
It was neat to see. I don't know.
Yeah.
No one's stubborn at all in my family.
No one at all, Emily. It's also Bitcoin Pizza Day. How many Bitcoins would you pay for a pizza? You know, you can do cryptocurrency, but I don't think our pizza places in town are going to accept Bitcoin. So I probably wouldn't try it. And you know what? We have some great pizza places right here in town. We have two fantastic places to go for pizza. We stopped at our neighbors yesterday, and they found out that we're neighbors, and they're like, oh, really? Because one of our engineering people apparently is over there very regularly because she was actually surprised he was sitting down to eat. And so, so that was kind of funny. And so she razzed him a little bit about actually sitting down to eat. And he goes, well, this is Dave. Here's your neighbor. And she's like, oh, okay. And so, granted, I've been in there a few times and have ordered pizza as well because it's very convenient having something like that right next door. And it works out so well. And I know that we're going to have a new coffee place downtown starting on June 1st as well. Excited about that because, you know, coffee, that's what powers us on our mornings.
And fruit, I have to say.
And fruit, yes.
A little lift, like an orange or an apple or whatever, all of a sudden you, honestly, the energy that comes through you is so, it's... I love coffee, but it is better than caffeine. It's good. I mean, it's natural sugar, but it does have other stuff in it, vitamin C's and stuff that also just make you kind of just peps you up a little bit.
Right. Don't drink a Chardonnay yet. It's too early for that.
No.
Right?
No.
Okay.
I do want to mention, too, it is also Harvey Milk Day. Just going to do a quick description of Harvey Milk. He did such amazing things during a time in which it was very difficult to make moves like this. We honor the life and legacy of Harvey Milk today, the first openly gay politician in California and a leader of the American Civil Rights Movement. Time Magazine included Harvey Milk in a list titled, quote, the 100 most important people of the 20th century. Milk was not only an advocate for the LGBT community, but for all minorities. He believed in safe, strong neighborhoods and supported public education, affordable childcare, and equal rights for all. So talk about leadership. I know we are talking about women in leadership, but this individual led from his heart and made big changes back in the late 70s, and he is honored today and throughout the month of May. So if you don't know anything about Harvey Milk, I encourage you to, you know, use the Googles. As Dave says, and learn things because he made
learn
big change
things.
that really affects everyone that you know. And if you don't know how, It does. Believe me.
Go look
Everyone
it
is
up.
Affected by the people that are making progress out there in politics. So we appreciate him on this day, May 22nd. And everyone out there who is celebrating things that are important to them, whether it's birthdays, anniversaries, you know, new family members, weddings, births, all the good things. Like, today is just a great day. The sun's out. It feels like a day full of hope and joy. So
yes,
definitely enjoy that. You know, Thursday's my day. That's usually what I'm kind of like.
It's your jam. You're so excited. You can tell every Thursday morning. And also today, the last one I have for calendar days is National Maritime Day. So that honors and celebrates the Merchant Marine. So go check that out as well. Emily, you'll be back with us tomorrow morning, 7:10 a.m. It is Friday. We're getting ready to work ourselves into a 3-day weekend.
Whoop, whoop. Awesome. Well, everybody have a really great day. Enjoy that sunshine. I'm glad it's out. The rain was good, but 2 days full of dark and rain is enough for the emotions. So let's enjoy the sun. Lead with your best foot forward. Choose joy and have a lovely Thursday.
Have a lovely Thursday. You will be back with us on Friday, 7:10. Looking forward to that. Get out and enjoy this beautiful weather today. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. We'll get you back into a 50-minute music hour on Max FM.
You love U.S. Cellular Home Internet. It lets you do all your favorite things because it's fast, reliable, and affordable.
Switch to U.S. Cellular today and do the things you love with internet you love. Just pay $39.99 a month when you bundle with a wireless plan. And if you don't love it, you have 15 days to let us know. Built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
U.S. Cellular Home Internet. Just $39.99 a month. Act now and lock in that price for 3 years. Visit your local store in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
The state budget is a statement of our values, and Wisconsinites are people who value their neighbors. Wisconsin has not yet accepted Medicaid expansion, which is called Badger Care. Accepting the expansion would allow 90,000 more of our neighbors to access affordable health care. The governor is asking for Badger Care expansion in this budget. Not accepting it has meant that $2 billion of our federal taxes are not being returned to the state. It makes no sense. Contact the chair, Senator Markline, and the vice chair, Representative Tony Kurtz of the Joint Finance Committee, and tell them they need to include Badger Care expansion in the state budget. The health of our neighbors should not be sacrificed because some of our representatives have their values in the wrong place. Google the Wisconsin State Legislature for contact information and let your representatives hear from you. Tell them we are Wisconsin nice, and we expect them to uphold our values. This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now.
The Birth Center at Reedsburg Area Medical Center invites you and your baby to fourth trimester support, held the second Wednesday of each month from 10:30 to noon in the Birth Center Family Lounge at RAMC. Get support from nurses and other moms, guest speakers, questions and answers, camaraderie, support for you on the journey with your newborn. The next fourth trimester support is this Wednesday. For more information, visit ReedsburgAreaMedicalCenter.com.
Back by popular demand, it's Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show at the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells. All summer long, you'll enjoy all-you-can-eat chicken, plus the sides, along with soup, dessert, and unlimited non-alcoholic drinks. Then stick around for the mostly true story of how the Dells became the Dells, full of singing, dancing, stunts, even acrobatic goats, and a flying pig. It's Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show. Get tickets at LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Stop!
99.7.
Forget about it.